beautiful day.
Again.
Oh, my God. I cannot believe it. You can't see the sun. It's cloudy. It's depressing.
It's been quite the June gloom.
Was it the same on the other side of the hill?
Yeah.
I haven't been down there.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh,
it's everywhere.
It's everywhere.
The little phone man said, you know, there's a little man inside your phone that tells you what the weather's going to be
right,
like.
Right, sure.
Yeah. He said it was going to be sunny, like the last couple days and the next couple days. He's wrong. He's a liar. He's an idiot.
It's not sunny today, at least where we are in Burbank. That's not the case. Let's talk about today's show, shall
we? Alrighty.
Give me five. We do five songs in a row at 5 o'clock with a theme.
You know, this is going to be possibly a little difficult unless you really pay attention to the songs. You know, some songs start off with someone singing. Some of them have a little drum beat.
Mm-hmm.
Or they have a big blah, 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 blah. But some of them just start off with the dude, oh! And that's what we're looking for, those cold start songs.
The song starts with a singing voice.
Yeah. I mean, I'll give you an example.
Not just instruments.
Oh, mother, I'm in fifth. Oh, mother. So Styx, Renegade is a perfect example.
But not that one.
Oh, yeah, that one. Oh, yeah.
Not,
whatever you
not
got.
Not your version is
yeah,
what
no,
I'm
definitely
saying.
Definitely not, yeah.
One American dollar on the show today?
Yeah, you got to know you're rich, guys.
Oh.
Gave you a little too much of a hint there. Don't think about it.
Childhood fears in the 4 o'clock hour?
Yeah.
There's an incredible woman who woke up in her coffin.
I love this story.
Can't wait to tell you about that.
Yeah,
and People Are Dumb is like another one of the strangest stories that I've ever heard of.
That's coming up next.
And Disney tickets coming up before 4 o'clock on 95.5 KLOS.
The band and the human, Dorothy, is who that is. Guess from the Holy Ghost. You know, you can, on Twitter in your profile, you can say where you are. You know, obviously,
right.
I say Los Angeles in my profile. Dorothy says, heaven. Has a little tag. It's actual proper tag. You could grab it and say you're also in heaven.
In heaven.
How do you
Is she
do that?
Dead?
I mean, yeah, right?
Wow, that's weird.
And if I were in heaven, I don't think I'd be bothering a Twitter anymore myself. Well, you know, whatever.
Especially nice. Now.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's do People Are Dumb,
Let's
shall we?
Let's do People Are Dumb.
People are dumb when you're a dumb. Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
A Southern Illinois man was arrested and is facing charges of theft after he allegedly stole a backhoe and drove it to the airport to catch his flight to the West Coast.
Who are you calling a hoe? Oh, wait a minute. So he needed to get to the airport.
Yes.
And he didn't call Uber.
Right.
Didn't hitch a ride with a friend. Didn't walk.
Right.
Stole a back... What are you
there
calling
a
hoe?
There was a backhoe.
What exactly
which
is a
backhoe?
It's
one of those giant machines with the giant scoop that digs into the ground.
It's like a hoe you super glue to your back. I see. So, all right. Okay.
Yeah, in a construction site.
You know, them farm people thing. I don't know.
And
all
it
right.
goes like 6 or 7 miles per hour. It
doesn't move at all.
He stole it from the site and drove 10 miles to the airport. Here's the report. No one saw him or tracked him or chased him. He pulled into the airport and parked in the parking lot.
With the backhoe.
Yeah, and somebody
the
said,
stolen backhoe.
Hey, there's a backhoe in the parking lot. Is that right?
It's like the Bluths and their stairs.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Williamson County Sheriff describes the recent theft of a backhoe as one of a kind.
Who are you calling a hoe?
Take a look. Surveillance video shows the suspect, identified as Timothy Baggett of Carbondale, parking the heavy machinery at the Veterans Airport in Marion. Authorities say Baggett stole the backhoe from a construction site at the intersection of Route 13 and Spillway Road.
Spillway Road.
So it was in an intersection. Like, right. I don't know if he lived right near there.
Probably trying to get some work done. He's maybe hoofing it to the airport.
Maybe. He had another 10 miles to go.
He's like, screw it. I'll just steal it.
A backhoe?
Grand
Who thinks that?
Theft backhoe.
Then drove it 10 miles in order to hop a flight, apparently, to the West Coast.
Probably had to go the next day by the time he got there because they move so slow.
Could be.
The sheriff says Baggett is facing felony charges in connection with the theft and says he should expect to be arrested if he returns to Williamson County.
So he might be here in Los Angeles?
He's
on the
be.
West Coast?
Well,
what are you doing, dude?
Portland, Oregon is where he went originally.
Okay. Oh, right. But maybe he's driven a tractor all the way down here.
They did have video from the security footage. And it showed him highlighted walking on the sidewalk with just a guitar on his back.
Oh, of course he had a guitar with him. Of course.
After stealing a backhoe.
I would have loved to see it slam into the parking garage, you know, like take out a big chunk.
Yeah, that would have been great. No, it was just sitting there amongst the cars. What a weird move.
You're like, wow, I know I'm in the Midwest wind.
Right.
What's
Why not just
parking lot?
Drop it off on the side of the road and walk the last
right?
quarter mile?
Because he had a guitar.
That's true.
I'm not dead yet.
You know how I've had that childhood fear of something being in my toilet forever?
Yep.
And things keep happening like that, where it actually happens? And
it's unbelievable. You can't look at the news anymore without, you know, something coming out of someone's toilet.
Right, which is just scary. Well, I have a friend who is scared to death of being buried alive.
Buried alive.
Yeah, and you go, that's ridiculous.
I mean, like, you, they days, pronounce you death, yeah, dead, and they bury
you. You're in the coffin, and you can't get out.
Back in the day, they used to have, actually, some people would have a little bell attached to a string that would go up all 6 feet, and if they found themselves, you know, in the dark.
If it was just a little windy or something, ding, that'd be great.
Yeah, right.
Oh, my God.
But it happens a little too much, and again, lately.
A 76-year-old woman who was declared dead at a hospital in Ecuador astonished her relatives by knocking on her coffin during her wake.
Oh,
can you imagine?
Some people must have screamed and ran. There's no way some people didn't lose it.
Right. They think it's like a prank or evil spirit.
And we really loved Grandma very much. Ah! Wow.
Relatives left the coffin behind and rushed the retired nurse, Bella Montoya, back to the hospital after the wake on Friday.
Back
can
to
you
the
imagine?
No. I mean, what are they? How good a job did they do? They just looked at her. Ah, she looks dead to me. Bury her.
It gave us all a fright, Barbara said, adding the doctor said that his mother's situation remains dire.
Oh, God.
I assume so.
Wake up!
She had been admitted initially Friday at the hospital with a possible stroke and cardiopulmonary arrest.
Hate that.
And when she did not respond to resuscitation, a doctor on duty declared her dead.
Hey, she's dead. Forget it.
Barbara said her mother was unconscious when she was brought to the emergency room. And a few hours later, the doctor informed him that she was dead and handed over identity documents and a death certificate.
Here.
That's the fastest death certificate ever.
Well, it's not the U.S. USA. USA.
The family then brought her to a funeral home and were holding a wake later Friday.
Oh, man.
When they started to hear strange sounds. Imagine that. After about 5 hours of the wake, the coffin started to make sounds. Woo. My mom was wrapped in sheets and hitting the coffin.
Wow.
And when we approached, we could see that she was breathing heavily. What the hell?
Well, that should help her condition.
Yeah, relatives rushed her back to the hospital Friday.
Man.
She's still in serious condition. Doctors were not giving the relatives much hope about her prognostication.
Yeah, you know what? Might as well just go ahead and bury her now. You're going to die.
She's
You'll be dead,
enough.
Dead in a moment.
She's dead enough. I mean, come on. A technical committee has been formed to review how the hospital issues death certificates.
Here you go.
The ministry said in a statement. Oh, my God.
Wow.
Knocking on a coffin.
Bring out your dead.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Noon. We were talking last hour about the woman who was knocking on her coffin
get
out.
They said she was dead. They went ahead and threw in her coffin, having a wake, and all of a sudden...
Hello, still alive. I'm not dead yet.
You'll be stone dead in a moment.
I can still bite you. So they took her to the hospital, and she's still in critical condition, of course.
Right.
But she wasn't dead. And that is a fear of a friend of mine.
Oh, really?
Yes, so much so that he wants to be cremated.
Well, to be sure, not dead.
To be sure that he's not dead and pounding on a coffin. That's his fear.
So he'd rather wake up in the furnace?
Well, listen, I'm guessing he doesn't think he'll wake up in the furnace.
Ow, 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 ow! I had in sixth grade, we had a creative writing class, and this one girl wrote this story about she was not dead, but they were trying to bury her.
Oh,
and
my
she
God,
was like
yes.
trying to get everyone's attention, and it was really intense. It was in sixth grade. And everyone else was really nervous, and they started laughing, and they wouldn't really listen to the story. But I was enthralled. I was like, wow, this is the first time I heard of that concept.
Really?
Yeah, I hadn't really heard about it.
And you dug it?
I thought it was fascinating. I'm like, wow, what's wrong with your brain? I love it.
This is a great story.
You rule.
Here are the top 40 fears among children, and then we're going to take your calls on childhood fears that you still have with you. Mine,
nice.
Of course, spiders and toilets.
Yeah, spiders and toilets.
I don't like it. I think it's the dark nature of the unseen.
Sure.
What you can't see, you're scared of. Which,
right.
The dark is one of the biggest fears
sure,
among children.
Yeah.
Spiders,
yeah.
Monsters under the bedroom,
right.
Thunder and lightning, wasps, being alone.
I hate wasps.
Loud noises. Sure.
Loud noises.
People wearing masks. I know a lot of people that hate that.
Yeah, especially kids. That really freaks them out sometimes.
And adults.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, clowns people hate.
Clowns. I just want to punch them as well.
They
I don't really
go crazy.
Them.
Strangers, dentists, clowns is on the list. Ghosts, needles. I'm still afraid of needles. Mm. I have been my whole life.
Yeah, dentists is something. My parents had all of their teeth taken out way too young. They're like in their 40s.
What?
Both of them. Yeah. They. It was like.
Why?
I don't know. Dentures were a thing. False teeth was a thing. And this dentist talked them into it. So they then
they
were like.
Pulled they pulled out their healthy teeth?
Yes.
What?
Isn't that insane? So they had dentures from 40 on. And then, of course, that made me
That's
crazy.
Insanity.
Exactly. So I don't care for dentists.
Their teeth are healthy.
Man
and they
sucks.
Said, you know what?
Yeah.
Take them out.
That's what we're doing these days here in the 1950s.
That's what the problem is that these childhood fears can come true.
Yeah.
If
right.
you're afraid of dentists,
right.
then you listen to Sluggo's story and you go, oh, my God.
No wonder.
And that's why I'm afraid of it.
Yeah.
So we're going to take your calls at 818-955-KLOS.
What are some of the others?
What are some sharks, bears, cats?
Cats.
Santa Claus is one of them.
Oh, I love it. Be terrified of Santa. That
yep.
rules.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
Cars and other vehicles. Hmm. Butterflies. Some kids are afraid
of. Butterflies.
And the tooth fairy.
That is a weird concept.
That is a weird concept.
I'm going to sneak in here and steal your teeth, and I'll leave you a quarter. You better be happy with
I'm
that quarter.
I'm going to be in the room with you just for a minute.
Taking your teeth. I hope I don't take the wrong ones.
818-955-KLOS. Childhood fears that you still have. Talking about childhood fears that you probably still have today. You have one?
I am scared of being abducted or any of my family being abducted.
Hmm. Does this come from something in your history?
No. With the whole trafficking, human trafficking thing going on, every time I go in the supermarket, I leave my family. I'm scared to not find them in the next aisle.
Wow.
So, wow. In the next aisle?
That's a heavy thing to deal with on a regular basis, yeah.
Oh, I mean, hey, have you ever been to San Bernardino?
That's a fair question.
That'll do it.
Enough said.
Yeah. Right on, man. Thanks for calling. Sorry to hear it. Damn.
Ever been to San Bernardino? KLOS.
Hello. Give me a load of fears then.
Hey, how's up?
How's up? We're talking about childhood fears.
I mean, I'm not the only one who's terrified of spiders, but I used to live in the heart of Tennessee, and my room was down in a used-to-be basement.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And it was underground.
Yep.
And I used to wake up every day with wolf spiders on top of my blanket.
Oh, every
man.
Day? Are you kidding?
Almost every day.
Wow.
Wow. That's almost child abuse, throwing your kid down in a basement, basically.
No wonder you're scared of spiders. Did you ever get bit?
They look like tiny little tarantulas. No, they're like apparently harmless to humans, but they look like tiny little tarantulas.
Yeah, tell that to a little kid. Yeah, staring at a tarantula. Yeah, it's fine. Don't worry about it.
It's fine. It doesn't hurt people.
Well, that's a perfect example. And no wonder. Yeah. Thank you very much for calling 818-955-KLOS.
Childhood fears that you still have. Talking about your childhood fears, what was yours?
Monsters under the bed. I still have a lamp under my bed.
Do you really?
You have a lamp.
I put it on every night.
Wow.
Is that right? It doesn't keep you up? The light doesn't bother you now?
No, because I have the bedspread covers the light.
Ah, I gotcha.
I watch it underneath so the monster can't get there.
And do you check every single night before you get in bed?
I sure do. And the closet.
Did your parents ever try and get you past it, or did they do something to make it even worse?
No, my brothers used to hide. I have five brothers. And they
there
used
you
to
go.
Hide under the bed.
Man, oh, man.
They would grab my legs.
Oh, man. Wow.
Put on hairy gloves.
Oh, man.
Your brothers are your brothers rule.
Yeah, they're amazing.
No, yeah. Gah. There's always something.
I love my brothers. You know what?
Sure. Wow, brothers. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're thinking about having children, don't have brothers.
Yeah.
Right on. Thank you for calling. That's terrible. Thank you.
KLOS, hello.
Yes, hello.
Hi there. Talking about childhood fears that you still have.
Yes, I still have a fear of heights, and it was caused by major accident when I was 5 years old.
Wow. What happened
when you were five?
I was sick. I was a sick child, so... At the age of five, I'm recovering in this mountainous region in Europe, old Yugoslavia. That's where I came from. So anyway, I'm in this hospital recovering and very excited to my parents' visitation. So I'm waving to them, and they're approaching. I'm on the third story, and I'm at the window and just waving and waving. And the child ran behind me, just lifted my legs and said, fly, fly.
Oh,
my
man.
God.
Wow.
Yes. So I flew straight head down, and there was a concrete pathway that my parents were walking on. I missed it by inches. So I hit head first this padded ground, you know, when people sometimes walk off the concrete.
Yes.
Side. So that's where I hit straight on. I had the internal bleeding. And I've never been same since. That's why I'm listening to KLOS.
I mean, that does take a certain amount of brain damage.
Yeah, and it definitely makes sense with fear of heights. I mean, that definitely...
Totally. I don't have a problem flying in airplanes because I'm inside a tube, so I can't fall out.
Right, that makes sense.
Any balcony, roller coasters, and I'm a single father of two kids, so... Few years in the Disneyland California Adventure, there they took me to this roller coaster ride, and they're like, "Dad, you know, you want to go for it?" And it goes from zero to a zillion miles an hour.
Right.
I pretended because I want to be like a role model for them, but I almost lost my life. And they like, "Do you like it?" I said, "Yes." "Oh, let's do it again." Said, "No, no way."
Again.
Well, you don't want to try and win the Disney tickets then when we give them away in a little while. That's for damn sure. But childhood fears, 818-955-KLOS.
Give us a call. Tell us yours.
Give me five.
Where are your vocals, Kevin?
Five.
There he is.
Songs in a row.
Yeah, baby.
With Kevin and Sluggo.
And with a theme. And the social media lied to you. I think Emo's drunk back there.
That's possible, yeah.
She's been tweeting out the wrong topics for quite a while.
It's a future topic, but
yeah,
it's not happening yet.
Yeah, it's for tomorrow. Someone suggested it the other day, and it's great. That's tomorrow, though, what you saw on socials. Today
is songs that start with the vocals.
You know, the very first thing you hear is the dude singing. So if you got a suggestion, give us a call. You know, like this. You know, disc jockeys hate today's theme on Gimme 5.
Yeah, because they don't have any room to talk.
The bosses always say, whatever you do, just talk over the music. Don't ever let the music stop. So we got a song that suddenly starts singing. You can't do that. You're screwed.
But that's our theme. Songs that start with vocals.
Like?
Like Carlos from Santa Monica was here, Foo Fighters, Best of You.
The drummer doesn't get to do anything. The bass player just has to stand there with his bass in his hand.
Right.
Because the lead singer just starts singing. It's Cold Start Songs.
And we are talking about Hello Again by The Cars for Brian and Mariah.
Hello, KLOS.
Hey, I was wanting to give you a song suggestion.
Yes, please.
Yeah, do it.
Dead and Bloated by STP. I am.
Smelling like a rug. Go ahead. Keep singing.
That's it.
No. Oh,
boo.
A big deep breath. Go. It is Gimme 5 today.
Songs that start with singing.
So far, we have Styx, Renegade, Best of You from The Fighters, Foo, The Cars, Hello Again, which I don't think I've ever played on KLOS all this time.
It's a good song.
It is. It sounded really good. STP, Dead and Bloated by request, and I think we got time for one more.
KLOS, it's Gimme 5. Who's this?
Hey, how's it going? It's Chuck.
Hey, Chuck. What do you got for us?
Carry On My Wayward Son by Kansas.
Kansas.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Kevin, do you know what time it is? It is time for...
I need a dollar.
Need to win a dollar.
That's what I need. Hey, hey.
Damn straight, you're going to win yourself a buck.
All right.
And that's going to be kind of sad.
Is it
going to
be an American dollar?
One American buck.
Okay.
And it's going to be kind of sad because the vast majority of the people we're talking about have a few more bucks.
Oh.
The richest men on earth. And I'll go ahead and say men.
Richest men on earth.
This is kind of interesting because the difference between the one who's at number 10 mm-hmm. and the one who's at number 1 is, are you ready for this? $100
billion. $100 billion with a B?
Yeah.
Wow.
They go from, it's insane. It's like
an
extra.
That's crazy.
Yeah. It's insane. So, all right. So we're going to start. By the way, one American dollar is brought to you by Yamaval Resort and Casino at San Manuel. You spend one American dollar there, maybe you'll become a millionaire, and you can be on your way to becoming a billionaire like these 10 gentlemen.
I'm going to guess Amazon's Jeff Bezos.
Jeff Bezos is number 3. He's worth $146 billion, all thanks to Amazon.
And he's only number 3?
And he's only number 3.
Wow. Elon sucks.
That is a fact. He's way up there at number 1.
Oh, he is.
Yeah, $195 billion. So minus 100, and you have the one that's number 10, and that's what he's estimated at. Of course, I don't know what Twitter has done to that bank account. Ahead.
Yeah, no kidding. Who's the old dude?
10 richest humans
on
Earth.
The old dude that's been on that list forever that's like Hathaway, I don't remember his name.
These guys could buy and sell you.
Bill Gates.
Bill Gates. You have one more you need to get. He's at number 4. He also is from the USA. USA. And that's all thanks to Microsoft. $126 billion.
Do you know what I'm talking about with the Berkshire?
I'm just going to stare at you.
Oh,
is this helpful? Allow me to just stare at you.
Zuckerberg. Jeff Zuckerberg.
Jeff who?
Zuckerberg?
Who?
Jeff Zuckerberg.
What's the first name?
Jeff?
Mm.
It's not?
No. God, I really want to kind of...
The guy that owns Facebook.
I'm going to give that to you even though, really,
what's his name?
You don't deserve it. Mark is pissed at you. All the time you've spent on Meta.
Wow.
And you didn't remember. He's way down at number 10, dude.
Lame.
Mere 99.2 billion. Compared to Elon, way up at number one, owning Twitter at 195 billion.
That's depending sick. On how Twitter's doing today.
Right, here's the insane thing.
All right.
Out of these 10,
mm-hmm.
only one of them is not from the USA.
Is that right?
US, which is interesting, isn't it? These guys must be paying a lot of taxes.
Sure, I'm sure they do.
Mark is at number five. Sergey Brin. I don't know who that is. By the way, Mark is the youngest one. He's 39. Okay. He's the youngest one on the list.
You mean Jeff?
Larry Page. These guys are both from Alphabet.
Don't know Larry Page.
Yeah.
Oh, Alphabet is the company that owns TikTok, I think.
I'm guessing Trixie would know for sure.
Yeah.
But it's kind of interesting because they're like $106 and $112 billion, and both from Alphabet. So very interesting. Warren Buffett, is that who you're
That's
trying to think of?
That's what I was trying to say!
92 years old. He has his hand in everything.
He's been on that list forever.
He really has. Then at number five, Steve Ballmer.
Sure.
He owns the Clippers.
Yes.
He has $115 billion, they say.
In Microsoft, I think.
And then speaking of, Larry Ellison actually was
okay.
Oracle, $118 billion. Then Bill Gates, Microsoft, $126 billion. Jeff, you got Bezos at $146. Some guy named Bernard Arnault from France. He's 74.
Huh.
And he's number two. He's number two. You're number two, man. That's at $187 billion. And Elon sucks.
Wow.
is number one at 51 years of age from the USA. USA. So you won yourself a dollar, dude.
More dollars.
These guys are going to be jealous.
I'm on my way. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon and time for What We Learn, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealer. They make it easy. And people are dumb. A guy in Illinois needed to get to the airport and stole a construction backhoe, drove it to the airport and parked it in the parking lot.
I wonder how much you'd get charged for parking a backhoe at
That's
the airport.
That's a good question.
Is it more because it's stolen, too?
A 76-year-old woman was pronounced dead. Her family was holding a wake, and she woke up and started pounding on the coffin lid. What a nightmare.
I'm not dead yet. Yes, you are. You'll be stone dead in a moment.
And we've got more chances for you to join us for the second annual KLOS Takeover of Disney California Adventure tomorrow morning.
Yes, with Heidi and Frank. Also, we want to thank Alfredo at Store Quest Self Storage. He always has KLOS on. And man, you rule for doing that, Alfredo. I am off to pet the kitty, the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is our second annual KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park.
Come play with us, man. And we want to hang out after everyone's been thrown out of the park.
We just throw everybody out, we shut it down, and we take it over. We did it last year. It's big fun. We'll take caller 25 right now, 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
Hey, this is Mason.
Mason, you're caller 25.
No way.
Yes way.
Awesome.
Congratulations. You got four tickets to the second annual KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park.
Come play with us forever.
And ever. And ever.
Well, at least on the night of August 24th. It is our second annual KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park. It's big fun. We did it last year, and we're going to invite four of you to come with us right now. 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
Be caller 25. We'll send you. We'll let you come play with us. Who's this?
This is Kimberly.
Kimberly, you are caller 25.
Am I really?
You are.
Yay!
That means you are required by various international treaties to come play with us at California's Disney Adventure when we shut down the park.
I would love to.
You got four tickets to the second annual KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure.
Oh, I have been trying so hard for so long.
Starting Friday at 7 a.m. with Heidi and Frank. We're going to have more tickets to see those humans right there. Tool, Iron Maiden, Guns N' Roses, Ozzy, and AC/DC as well out at Power Trip. And then on Saturday, you know, it's Father's Day weekend this weekend.
Yes.
You knew that?
Mm-hmm.
You got plans?
Yeah.
You can be listening to KLOS because JD will be on.
And you know
gonna,
I love JD.
Yeah, he rules. But he's going to be a little ill, I think, because he's going to be playing dad jokes all
weekend.
Oh, no. Yep, starting at like all weekend.
Plus, I mean, great.
Bunch of dad jokes plus tickets to Power Trip starting at 12 noon Saturday and Sunday.
All right, that sounds cool.
What do we have right now, though?
The second annual KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park. We will take caller 25, 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
This is John.
John, you're caller 25.
No way.
Yes way.
You guys are the best.
You got four tickets to the second annual KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park.
Oh, hey, hold on. Ho, come here. Let's take a smuggle.
We're sending you to Disneyland, a California adventure.
You guys are the best. Oh, I can't wait.
You win. Oh my God! We're tying for weeks.
Oh, this is the best. This is the best. Oh, I am happy.
I'm not sure how this happened, but KLOS is the reigning combat poker champions, and we want you to join our team this year.
You love playing poker. You're really good at it.
I'm our team captain. We'll see if I'm good.
You gonna wear that cape again?
It all goes down. Of course, it all goes down July 15th at the Commerce Casino and Hotel. Register now at 95.5klos.com/poker, and you could win part of over $10,000 in cash and prizes.
Nice.
You play poker?
Yeah, I'm terrible at
all
it.
All right, you're team number one.
I'll be out within the first
round.
We'll
see you on the 15th.
Hey, K&K Carpet Cleaning in Orange County. Thanks for having KLOS on so nice and loud. Kevin at K&K, you rule! Remember that story about that 12-year-old girl who tried to mail herself in a trunk to the Beatles and was discovered on a London railway station? I was on this day in rock in 1964. I was on this day in rock in 1966 when Capitol Records decided, even though they'd already sent several copies out with the offending cover, which of course made them extremely valuable, to pull the Butcher cover of the Beatles album Yesterday and Today. It was scheduled to be properly released the following day, but you know the rest of the story. Who would have thunk it? How could it be possible? But it was on this day in rock in 2002 that Mick Jagger was knighted by Queen Elizabeth. So when is Johnny Lydon's turn?